Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone, let's bring in truly the hardest working man in show business. That would be the master of all media, as Howard Stern would like to say, but Brian Kilmeade actually is that. Brian, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Hey, Dom. Thanks so much.
Well, why this book now? Why Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers in your ongoing series? Why did he arrive at this? What's the importance of it?
Well, a couple of things happened. Number one, I happened to be with Ken Burns right when he had another series coming out, and he asked me the same question while I was promoting Jackson. And I said, you know, I can't do Plowed Ground. I got to do something that hasn't been out in the public for a while. Like, for example, you don't do Lewis and Clark again. You don't do Hamilton. You know, I'm trying to find a niche.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, San Jacinto. And I said, you mean how this war ended? He said, yeah. So I started looking into it. And at the same time, they launch a series on Fox Nation, which they asked me to host, What Made America Great. And they said, Brian, we'd like you to open up with the Alamo. And that was within 2 days of Ken Burns selling me Goose to San Jacinto. And I go, well, that's a sign. And I'm like, Alamo, man, that's everyone's been to the Alamo. Everyone talks about it all the time. But when I got there and I saw how intriguing it was, how they're reestablishing the footprint, how people still come from all around, you would not believe today, for example, how packed the Alamo Church is and what everyone thinks is the Alamo. But it's getting so popular, they're reestablishing the whole fort, which is a monastery.
Now, when I was there, it's relatively, relatively tiny versus what we see in some of the popular films.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the churches where Davy Crockett and others were said to have been hiding at the end, shooting their way out. Just, you know, the women were held there. They show you the rooms in which the women and children were held, and they were allowed to live. And the men were pushed back into that one area, and one of them was Davy Crockett, and you see that. But they just say, just keep in mind, this is not the Alamo. And you look out, and there's hotels and everything there, but you go out, and you can see remnants of the walls, and George P. Bush. And you'll see this. I have a TV documentary on it. It is coming out on November 17th on Sunday. You'll see it at 8 o'clock. You know, he brings us through what they're going to do to make it totally interactive, so you don't even need people to bring you through. So it's intriguing. And I thought, what if I could tell you what happened before? What if I could tell you what happened after?
Mm-hmm.
So we just don't talk. And the other massacre that took place along with the Alamo, which was a place called Goliad. And then it became so clear to me, this isn't a Texas story, this is an American story. And we would not be the same country without it. And it was 60 years prior, when we're fighting for our own freedom, that it established the 13 colonies. So many similarities to 1835 and 1836, when Sam Houston would help lead his collection of men to victory.
So, Brian Kilmeade with us here at Talk Radio 1210. He's a protege, Sam Houston, didn't know this, of General Andrew Jackson.
And that's how I start the book. And basically, he's a young guy with a lot of valor, so much courage, big at the time. He was 6'3", and that was like 6'8" back then. And, you know, he left his family. His dad died young. He leaves his family, goes and lives with the American Indians at the time, learns a lot about fighting and about, you know, the cerebral way in which they live. And comes back into society, mm-hmm. and decides, I'm going to go serve in the military, and I'm going to be a private, even though his name meant something back then. He probably could have won it as an officer. And when he did it, he joins Jackson, and Jackson quickly realizes how talented he is, takes him under his wing. But he's a courageous guy who fears nothing and almost gets killed, and learns that courage must be calculated. He sees he has to recover from brutal injuries in the War of 1812, and he's brought back to Washington where he was burned to the ground. He realizes America's fragile. And those two things stick with him the rest of his life.
Now, Brian, too, I always think Texas, after all this happens, after the victory, automatically, and, you know, this is my ignorance, I'll admit to it, part of the United States. But Sam Houston rules this independent territory, right?
Yeah, because America was really being held together on, you know, by paper mache on this slave state, free state thing. And the last thing they wanted is something to mess up the balance. Now, keep in mind, for people to push back and say America stole Texas, Jefferson and Jackson both believed, and almost everyone involved in those negotiations for the Louisiana Purchase thought Texas was included. And it became so contentious. John Quincy Adams, the Secretary of State, says, you know what, if you give us Florida, Spain, keep Texas. It's wide open anyway. You can't populate it. Keep
right.
it. And Jackson was outraged. So it was Jefferson like, we already have Florida. I gave you Florida. You don't need to tell Spain to get out. We just beat them out of it. So in the back of their minds, they always thought they had it. And Jackson always thought he could get it. And guess who trained under Jackson? Houston. And there's this sense that, you know, beneath the surface there was this plot that Jackson and Houston hatched, but there's no proof of that. But you know Jackson was following everything, and as best communication could have. And it would take another 9 years to get it, and Jackson would hear the news right before he died that Texas would become part of the Union, but it would took 9 more years.
So, Brian, you know, we know the Hamilton musical. You said that that's already been done. I'd love to see the Andrew Jackson musical. I mean, my God, the life that this guy lived was incredible.
Absolutely. And it's controversial because he had slaves and he would constantly
right.
battle with Indians. But back then, that was the number one issue. I mean, you had this issue constantly. Every president had this issue through Lincoln. So it's not like it's President Obama that decides to dig up this American Indian issue. That's what was happening back then. So, you know, and there were times and settlers were making their own battles. It wasn't coming from the government. The government would be coming in to clean it up. And they constantly were being used by insurgents, whether it was Spain or England, to radicalize, to stop America's growth out west.
Exactly. Well, I got to say, this is a great read. It's hard to compare the other books that we've read, and we've had you here in Philadelphia. Listeners should know you're coming to Zilak Theater. It's a great spot in Bucks County Community College, November 13th, with me this time at 7 p.m. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com/speaker series. And I know you're a busy guy going all around the country. When you travel the country, when you do these things, aside from the book, how much impeachment talk do you hear? Do people ask you a lot of questions about that?
Well, I mean, now when I leave New York and Washington, I don't get a lot of it. Know what they say? Even people that are indifferent about the president, which is hard to believe, but there are. Enough. What
right.
did that be president? And, you know, a lot of this stuff is self-inflicted. We all know that. We get it. But the other stuff is, really, you're going to make this about impeachment? You want to censor him? You want to, you know, do a bunch of appearances talking about the senselessness of having Rudy Giuliani represent you in the Ukraine and some of his tie? Okay. But, I mean, to make this secret impeachment talk and this investigation right after the other one, I get a lot of that. Rather than specifics like what do you think is going to happen, I get a lot of people saying, when do you think this is going to end?
Mm-hmm. Well, how does it feel, too? I think we talked about this before, but in light of you coming here doing the big interview with us, your new book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, it seems to be that President Trump fixates time of day and all that on Fox and Friends, and you would be the person that we have a sense that goes back and forth with actually kind of talking to him, if you will, at times. How do you deal with that? What do you think about it? How do you try to approach that?
Well, I mean, the one thing I want is I don't want people watching or listening to the radio show. I don't want them thinking that I'm in the tank for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pulling for the president? Yes. Have I known him since 1986? Not great.
Right.
But have I known him since I got out of college? Yes. Do I know him from the Tyson fights in the USFL? Yes. I mean, does he help me out when I have to do a Super Bowl feature when New York had the Super Bowl? Absolutely. I mean, when doing The Apprentice, he always helped us out, giving us, even though NBC had the deal, they'd always give us special access. He loved our show. And then he would come on every week.
Right.
And he would always deliver. And, you know, when he would say things like, you know, George Bush knew about 9/11 before it happened, I'm not going to let that fly. I'm not going to say that Megyn Kelly's a bad person. I would push back on that. But it would not affect our relationship. I mean, maybe I'm not his favorite person on the channel, But I feel, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he respects it, that I'm not just saying things. I'll research, I'll talk to people, I'll find out what's going on.
We're talking with Brian Kilmeade, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed American history. Biggest 30 seconds of this book of people that will get that they may not know, Brian.
Number one, that this final battle was won in 18 minutes, and that instead of going for revenge with the Alamo, they told Santa Anna, sign over Texas, and they did. You will learn about Santa Anna, the Napoleon of the West, and how he had a million lives. But this one, this capture and this victory is another reason for America to be proud of our past.
Great stuff. Good luck with the book and the book tour, and we'll see you on November 13th. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Pick out an outfit, Dom, okay?
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Okay,
take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.